Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of November 19th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has hosted respite care weekends these past 2 weekends where parents and care providers dropped their children with special needs off at the camp on Friday and picked them up on Sunday. Great weekends with lots of nursing students from area schools. And of course, emergency respite care is available at Camp Courageous 24/7, 365. This past week, we had campers traveling throughout the tri-state area to attend 3 WWE, which is World Wrestling Entertainment events. Camp Courageous has a large base of campers that love these events and are extremely enthusiastic. Camp Courageous also took travel campers on a spa trip, which included a trip to Capri and also the dinner and a play. Camp Courageous also this past week, along with next week, will be hosting holiday parties. We have youth parties on November 21st and 22nd. You can RSVP to the camp. We'd love to have any special needs campers out to camp during this time. These parties are full of lots of activities for the campers to do. There's lots of food, and Santa has visited with hundreds of campers, their families, and staff already, handing out hundreds of gifts. So always a great time. The Camp Courageous 2023 camper schedule is now available. You can go online at campcourageous.org to download that. Applications can start being submitted on December 5th. Adult session requests begin on December 19th. Youth sessions requests begin January 16th. And respite requests are approximately 1 month prior to the session. This past week, we have enjoyed giving programs about Camp Courageous to longtime supporters like the Mount Pleasant Knights of Columbus, where they presented camp a check from their Drive for Persons with Disabilities supergroup of individuals. On Tuesday at noon, we were in Pella at Central College campus giving a program to their Central Red organization, a group of wonderful people. We had a wonderful time there. That night, we were in Jessup for another homecoming with the Jessup Knights of Columbus as they, too, do their Knights of Columbus Drive for Persons with Developmental Disabilities supergroup up there. In Tipton on Friday, as they have their annual Rotary fundraiser, good supporters of Camp Courageous, it's always good to see 99-year-old Camp Courageous board member Merlin Holsey there. We also had the River Valley Leadership Group, all the schools from our conference in this area, out of Camp Courageous at Durgan. Wonderful group of people, and it really reinstills your faith in our future generations. Fundraisers, if you want to see us, you can go to the Festival of Trees presented by the Gazette. It's Saturday, today, the 19th, from 10 to 5 p.m. at Hawkeye Downs. It is also tomorrow, Sunday, November 20th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have the VW bus, the 1971 VW bus, right inside the facility there. We're going to have cocoa bombs, fruitcakes, and a great time. So come help us celebrate our 50th anniversary at Hawkeye Downs this weekend. This next week, Thanksgiving week, we'll have Fuel Iowa doing their roundup for Camp Courageous. That'll be November 20th through the 26th at participating Fuel Iowa convenience and gas stations. They'll be asking customers to round up for Camp Courageous during this week of Thanksgiving. This has been carried on for many, many years, going back to 1981. We appreciate Fuel Iowa's support of Camp Courageous. Also, the Quick Care stores up in the Dubuque land areas, along with the Dairy Queens, will be benefiting Camp Courageous. They'll have collection canisters on all their counters, and we appreciate that. Camp Courageous is going to have a trivia night. It will be Saturday, December 3rd from 7 to 9 at the Monticello Eagles Club. If you want more information on that, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org. And of course, we still have the camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, going on in Manchester, Iowa at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays from 9 to noon. And another big change is from now till Christmas, they'll be open on Wednesday nights till 7 p.m. So we appreciate all their support. They take credit cards now, and this is run by over 100 volunteers, and we can't thank them enough for all the work that they do. You can go to camp's website and get more information on locations for fruitcakes and cocoa bombs and where the VW tickets are and the VW is located. A big happy anniversary to our listeners, Jeff and Royce Pitlick, on their anniversary tomorrow. Super volunteers, super supporters at Camp Courageous. Memorials this past week where they've asked that their memorial donations go to Camp Courageous would be Robert Dean Jitter from Iowa City, longtime supporter of the camp. Our need for the week is hot chocolate. Lastly, we want to wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving. At this time of Thanksgiving, I like to focus on the most important things in life, our health, our family, and our friends. Even during challenging times, we have so much to be thankful for. We are grateful and humbled by all of your support here at Camp Courageous in helping make lifetime memories for those with disabilities. I've had the opportunity to hear from hundreds of parents of campers over this past year on what an important role Camp Courageous plays in their family. Here's one of those. Kaysen had the best weekend at camp for another fun-filled respite weekend. So much fun, in fact, that he didn't want to leave when I went to pick him up. Makes me feel good that he enjoys his time there. Nursing students from Clark University spent their weekend loving our kids, and Kaysen loved his time with them all, especially his new friend, Camlin. My heart is full. That came from Kat Monk Felton, one of our camper parents. Camp Courageous continues to run on donations without government funding, even throughout the pandemic, without formal sponsorship. Because of you, Camp Courageous has grown from serving 211 individuals with special needs during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers today. Camp has been blessed by the support of many, and for that, we are truly thankful. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.